Stay tuned for In Our Range on the way next. Brought to you by Westgate Nursing Rehabilitation and Assisted Living Center.
Good morning and welcome to In Our Range. I'm your host, Mike LeBeau. My guests this morning are Nancy Rudolph and Anthony Hansen-Lynn with the Gogebic Range Concert Band. The Gogebic Range Concert Band is an all-volunteer concert band formed in 1983. It serves as a community music ensemble, providing opportunities for local musicians to perform and engage with the arts. The band currently has 35 members, ranging in age from 15 to over 90. The band performs free concerts throughout the year across the Gogebic Range. They've been featured at Independence Day celebrations and perform an annual free holiday concert at the historic Ironwood Theater. The Gogebic Range Concert Band also hosts Tuba Christmas in December, which features Christmas songs performed on the tuba family of instruments. The band will be performing at the Band Shell at Longyear Park in Ironwood on August 4th. This performance is a part of their free summer concert series and will be a celebration of America's 250th. With me this morning are Nancy Rudolph and Anthony Hansen-Lynn. Nancy Rudolph has been with the concert band off and on since the 1990s. In 2022, she rejoined the band full-time. Nancy plays percussion and serves as vice president. She is a graduate of A.D. Johnston High School in Bessemer. Anthony Hansen-Lynn is the current director of the band. He's been with the band since 2021 and has served as director since 2023. He's originally from Iowa and moved to the Ironwood area in 2019. He's served as a music teacher and been playing tuba since the fifth grade. We're going to talk about some tuba here this morning. Good morning, Nancy and Anthony. Welcome to In Our Range.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. First thing I want to ask you is how's the summer concert series been going so far?
Well, I think it's been going really well. We haven't been rained out yet, so that's always a plus.
That's good news. It's good news.
We won't let the weather get us down.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be great weather on the 4th. You know, I can almost guarantee it. For your summer concert series, you're playing in different venues throughout the summer. Is it the same set from concert to concert? Do you switch things up as the series goes along?
Well, every single concert is going to have a different lineup. There might be a few commonalities between a couple of concerts, but we try to keep it fresh every time.
So that's a lot of rehearsals, huh?
Well, not as many as we'd like, but
a lot of practicing at home. Oh, yeah. By the members, eh?
If they choose.
What are some of your favorite tunes so far this summer that you've been playing?
Ooh, you're asking me? Wow. Oh, Sweet Caroline.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Got to get with the beat, you know.
Sweet Caroline, the Neil Diamond classic.
Yes. And, of course, some of the more traditional ones.
Yeah, well, I'm a little bit biased because I have a pretty heavy hand in picking the music. So.
Yeah, as a director, maybe, right. Yeah.
But one of my all-time favorites we did this year, which was our Pirates of the Caribbean medley. That one's near and dear to me.
That's lovely. Yeah, you're really tackling something there. So it's a medley. I heard a wonderful medley at the Wakefield Fireworks that y'all performed. It was some beautiful American and Americana music going on during that performance. It was really good to see you guys there under the pavilion to sit and listen. Yes. It's a real treat, I think, sometimes in this world where we are constantly inundated with digital media and very loud electric things and everything's big. Concert band music has almost become like folk music, you know, where especially with an all-volunteer setup like what you have, you're hearing your neighbors and friends and family perform, and I tend to get emotional when I'm listening to just folks from my community play these beautiful arrangements and perform at these concerts, and knowing that they're just doing it for the passion, because it really comes across. And so I can imagine it's been like that really since 1983, huh?
I would say so, yes.
Nancy, you've been on and off with the Concert Range Band since the 1990s.
Right.
How were your first experiences with the band?
Excellent. It's good to be included and needed. Can I say I am appreciative of my co-drummer and appreciative of the staff, Anthony, and now that I'm on the board, I appreciate that opportunity as well. And when we practice, we have people that come and listen to our practices also, because obviously we're down at the park and there's all kinds of, you know, little kids and whatnot. So on a given practice night, we practice every Tuesday night, usually during the summer, at 7 o'clock, and you'd be surprised at the number of people that come and just walk through or sit down and listen to us practice. So that, yeah.
Yeah, I've been one of those people. I used to live over on West Ridge Street, right by Riverside Cemetery there, so I could hear you.
Yeah.
And I would head on out there sometimes, bring my kids, because they like to play at the park.
Right.
So you're not just getting to follow a passion and bang on some drums. You're getting to be part of a community that really feels very tight.
Yes.
So practices are held in the summertime every Tuesday over at Longyear Park.
Correct.
At 7 p.m. And I would assume you're always looking for new members, some fresh meat.
Absolutely.
Always. If you play or used to play an instrument, you want to dust it off, we're always happy to talk with people. If you want to join, if you want a little bit of practice time before making a decision, that's fine too. I'd be happy to talk with you.
Great. Any particular need?
Percussion. Anything. Anything and everything, always.
Drummers always need help. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, so if you like to bang on stuff and you can do it to a tempo, come on down to Longyear at 7 o'clock and talk to Nancy.
Oh, gosh. She'd be happy to bring you on.
Give you a cowbell or something.
Woo! He's just got to pick out the right music. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yes. Because then if there isn't anything typed out there for what I do, I have to improvise, which I don't mind, but then sometimes he'll give me a look and okay, I'll
pull it back a little, Nancy. Yeah. Starting to look like Animal out there from the Muppets.
Right?
Well, when you came back, one of the very first things that we did have to get on the same page on was the "please stop playing" sign.
You know, that was probably one of the hardest lessons that I've learned in my life as a musician, is you can always do less. You can always just stop. Yeah, sometimes less is more, and it's about really, when you talk about being a part of the community, when you're in a band, you really are just, you have your single part, but it can feel so lovely to feel the wholeness of it, you know. So with the rhythm section in here today, we've got Nancy on percussion, and then we've got the bass player here, the tuba. So do you conduct or do you sit down and play tuba?
These days I am the full-time stick waver for the band.
Yeah,
minus the July 4th when they let me, and tuba Christmas when they let me pick up my horn again.
Okay. Yeah, excellent. And so when I noticed, I was doing research for the tuba Christmas, that the tuba is a whole family of instruments. Can you explain that a little bit?
Well, when you think of the tuba, you probably think of the big one, and that's your standard concert-based tuba. And then if you think of a baritone, also known as a euphonium, that is more technically termed the tenor tuba.
Yeah, it's so. A daddy sang bass, mama sang tenor kind of thing happening here on Classic Country. And so the Tuba Christmas features that family of instruments from the band performing Christmas songs?
Yep, from the band. And we also have members from outside the band who come and join us for two area directors, sometimes people who don't usually play tuba. So if you've ever played the tuba, you can give us a shout for that too. It's a lot of fun.
Tuba enthusiasts unite. You have nothing to lose but the treble. So that will bring me to your August 4th performance, which will be at Longyear at 7 p.m. It is a special performance in celebration of America's 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. How are preparations going for that?
Oh, they're going well.
Yes.
Going well. We're in full swing. Got one rehearsal left, and then it's the concert already.
Wow.
Summer's been flying.
It has been really going by quickly. And so do you want to share any previews of what people can expect when they come?
Well, when I was putting together the list for the concert, kind of in the back of my mind, what I wanted to do was I wanted to showcase music from the 250 years and not just have it all be too similar. Mm-hmm. And so we have pieces from the Revolutionary War. We have some Dixieland. We have gospel. We have some musical. So it's a wide variety from a wide variety of time, just trying to show how music in the United States has changed over this 250 years, that rich history that we have.
Yeah, really, you know, apart from individual liberties and rights in the Constitution, I personally, and I have a bias as a musician, I think America's greatest contribution to the planet has been the music that's been created here from the beginning. You had everyone coming from these different cultures, and it's just been this big mix. And when you talk about Dixieland, that's where, you know, you're talking about down near New Orleans, you're talking about the beginnings of jazz, which came out of blues. Mm-hmm. Blues is related to country music, which, you know, the banjo is an African instrument. And so you just have this incredible mix of cultures and a totally unique forms and styles of music. You know, maybe we could expect a little Aaron Copland or a Shaker melody along the way. I mean, is that too cliche?
You'll get some pretty close to that. Yeah.
You'll just have to come to the concert and then give us a review after that and see if it meets up with what you had anticipated.
Okay, we'll see.
Anthony does a good job of lining up the songs and, you know, so.
I see. You play a cool hot shot. I got you. You even want a little bit more. I understand. Excellent. So August 4th at 7 p.m. at Longyear Park. And then there'll be one more performance after that. That's September 1st.
Yes.
At Longyear as well.
Yes.
A big closeout.
Yep.
For that. Yeah. But we continue on during the fall season and in the winter. Yep.
Are there any annual traditions when you close out the summer series? Anything that you like to do and hold up from year to year? Or what sort of approach do you like to take at the end of the summer series?
Well, at the end of the summer, what I like to do is I like to ask people what songs they've heard us play throughout the year that they're interested in hearing again. And so our last concert, it's not a complete reprise of what we've done over the year. There's plenty of new stuff, but I always like to get some of those band and audience favorites back in there again, too.
Yeah, sort of like a hit list from the series. Excellent. Great way to end out the summer. And sometimes I can imagine those summer concerts are a little more autumnal than you maybe anticipated when you get into September. So if you're looking to volunteer with the band, you can reach out to them on their Facebook page, right? Go Gebbick Range Concert Band.
Yeah. Right.
Or just come down to a rehearsal, 7 o'clock on Tuesdays.
That would be ideal. Come to the practice or the concert itself, and then seek out Anthony afterwards or before. I mean, he's real easy to talk to.
Yeah, notice.
We also have an email that I promise to keep checking regularly, gogebbickband@gmail.com. So if you want to send me an email with any questions or anything, that is available to you as well. gogebbickband@gmail.com.
And is there anything else you'd like to add before we get out of here this morning?
We appreciate people's contributions. We do not charge when we have a concert. We do put out a bowl there for anybody that would like to make a donation. And it's not necessary, but oftentimes people will drop a few dollars in, and we greatly appreciate that. And
yeah, it really helps the cause.
Yes, it helps.
Keeping up with instruments.
Music and right, instruments, those that need to be repaired. And, of course, now with our community as it is, that we don't have a local person that we can go to here, and so that's always a struggle.
Yeah, it makes it a little more difficult.
Like that. But yeah.
Excellent. So donations are always welcome.
Always welcome.
For the tip jar when you're out over there at Longyear Park.
Yep.
Nancy and Anthony, I really want to thank you for joining me this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
Y'all have a wonderful day and break a leg on the 4th.
Woo!
Thank you.
All right.
My guests this morning were Anthony Hansen-Lynn and Nancy Rudolph with the Gogebbick Range Concert Band. The concert band will perform their special USA 250 concert on Tuesday, August 4th at 7 p.m. at the Band Shell at Longyear Park in Ironwood. Performances are free, but donations are gratefully and gladly accepted. They will complete their summer series at Longyear Park on September 1st at 7 p.m. The band is always looking for new members. You can inquire by attending their rehearsals at Longyear Park in Ironwood on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. You can also reach them on their Facebook page or email them at gogebbickband@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to In Our Range. I'm your host, Mike LeBeau. We'll be back next week.